We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Kennedy Caldwell. It's Thursday, January 29th, 2026. Starting off, community members are coming together to throw a fundraiser concert for Stride's homeless shelter on Friday at the Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center. Doors for the concert open at 6:30 p.m. with a donation of $10 at the door in place of tickets, with all proceeds going directly to Strides. WPGU News correspondent Gavin Westlake sat with Matt Hulfer, an organizer for the event and the bassist for Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, about the importance of the fundraiser.
I think we have a good sense of community. I think that there are times when things fall short, though, and I think this is maybe one of those places where things have fallen short. I think we can meet the need.
The event comes as a way to support the only low-barrier homeless shelter in the area, as they struggle with funding and are set to close as early as April without donations. Westlake also spoke with Champaign Township Supervisor Charlene Murray, who echoed the need for community on this issue.
Homelessness is a community issue, and it requires community solutions. And this was a great way for a small portion of our community to step forward and try to make some things happen for Strides. Quite honestly, every little bit counts.
The concert will also be hosting a food and coat drive and encourages those who can donate directly to Strides Shelter. After its sudden cancellation, local film festival Ebert Fest will return for one final appearance at the Virginia Theater in April. Named after Urbana-born film critic Roger Ebert, the festival celebrates overlooked and critically acclaimed movies throughout the years. The festival began in 1999 and was hosted by Ebert until his passing in 2013. His wife and co-founder, Chaz Ebert, alongside Nate Cohn, has hosted since in collaboration with the university's College of Media. According to a statement released by Ebert and Cohn on the festival's website, changes in the college led to the decision to end the partnership. However, after gathering input from attendees, there was an overwhelming amount of interest in Ebert Fest coming back to the Virginia Theater one last time. Ebert Fest One Last Dance will feature 8 curated films and will screen between April 17th and 18th, with a farewell brunch taking place Sunday the 19th. Tickets and hotel reservations will be available at the end of the month at ebertfest.com. Individual ticket screenings will go on sale on April 1st. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyalini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Gavin Westlake and Nick Rocho. From WPGU News, this has been Kennedy Caldwell.